best management practices when spraying tree nut orchards. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Paul Squires is an independent PCA with Squires Ag Consulting in Yuba City. He makes a lot of recommendations. He comments on how, well, listen, you got to be careful out there when you're spraying. Many things can happen, even accidentally.
Human error, right? Yep. That's going to be the biggest one, yep, because everybody's human tendencies can create a problem, right? A lack of attention for just a second can be a problem. Grabbing the wrong jug, not measuring the wind properly, or knowing what's coming up in 30 minutes, or applying close to something that you shouldn't be applying close to.
And when writing a recommendation, you can't just be too general. Prevent drift, you got to designate do not drift on the east side or the north side near the house or the school bus stop.
Yeah, any sensitive area, right? So do not drift. At the end of the day, the property you're applying to, if as soon as material leaves that property line, that's a chemical trespass. And so it's pretty hard for that not to take place. It's our job to make sure that if it does take place, that it doesn't actually cause any damage.
And Squires is actually talking about staying out of trouble and maybe staying out of litigation.
It just depends on the magnitude of it as far as how far it can go. But yeah, you want to make sure that you're responsible and accountable for the options you provide.
Well, that's Paul Squires, a longtime PCA based in Yuba City. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.